This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show.
The theme for the press is to tell you it's over. I mean, I watched not a lot this weekend, but enough from the press to realize that when you're tuning into Fox News and every other sentence is, well, it doesn't look good for Trump. Oh, it doesn't look good for Trump. They're looking at the polls. Now, they're not looking at polls like Investors Business Daily, which was the most accurate polling service from 2012's election. I mean, called it right down to the point from my recollection. And they have Trump either up or tied as of today. The LA Times tracking poll, which has been favorable to Trump throughout, now has Clinton up plus one, well within the margin of error. Rasmussen, the most accurate polling service from the 2008 presidential election that inflicted Barack Obama on this nation and this world, has Trump up. Now, all the rest of them, they're all talking about the ABC Washington Post poll. And WikiLeaks is giving us a bit of an insight on this today. WikiLeaks over the weekend, and there are some folks who are reporting on this. But suffice it to say is that Democrats are conspiring with certain polling services, in particular the ones who are part of their marketing arm, which is ABC, NBC, and CBS, to oversample Democrats. That's the allegation that's being put out there. Not the allegation, it's confirmed. This is the agenda of the Democrat Party. It's confirmed from the Podesta emails. Now, whether or not these media companies who have been selling American citizens out in favor of access and other considerations to the Democrat Party, there's nothing that says they actually went ahead and did this. Although you look at the ABC Washington Post poll, and it does seem to skew rather heavily Democrats. What I've been hearing is it's somewhere in the mid-30s, 35-36%. And that's way out of bounds to sample Democrats as far as reflective of registered voters. It's much more in the mid-20s than mid-30s. So you've got a 10-point advantage built into these polls. Now you might be asking yourself, well, what's the purpose of this? Well, the purpose is to dispirit Republican voters, dispirit Trump voters, independent voters, anybody pulling the lever for Trump thinking it's, well, it's over. Now, this could have a bit of a negative effect, too, because of the voting population that, even though there are professional voters out there, we call mostly Democrats, who vote to give themselves benefits paid for by other people. But inherently, the Democrat voter is lazy. Inherently, the Democrat voter is like, oh, well, we got this in the bag. Why bother to show up? Now, Hillary Clinton's organization, which is superior to Donald Trump's, I'm not going to lie to you guys about that. It is superior to Donald Trump's. I mean, they're making sure that doesn't happen, that they get as many people out there voting as many times possible, including the undocumented and everybody in between. But the enthusiasm that, and I will grant you, this is just in my particular circle. And in my particular state, the earlier version of the Chris Salcedo Show in Dallas-Fort Worth yielded a consensus of not a lot of energy for Democrats. that, you know, there are some left-wing bastions in places like Dallas where you do see a lot of Hillary Clinton Kane signs. But that is anecdotal. By a vast majority of folks who contacted me, the polling places they went to were decidedly pro-Trump. And the organizational skills and apparatus of the Trump campaign on display, at least where I did my early voting in the state of Texas, not a lot of Trump signs that were put up by the campaign. There's hardly any ground game to speak of that I saw from my vantage point. But the crowds, let me tell you this. I've early voted, what do I say, last three elections, and I've never had to wait in line. Never. And this includes the primaries. Never had to wait in line. Today I did. Today I waited about half an hour, 35 minutes. Now, this tells me something. If this is a turnout election, meaning if you start to see records broken, it's Trump's. I guarantee you it's Trump's. This election is Trump's. If you start seeing records broken and people flocking to the polls, because that's where all the energy is, it's Donald Trump. Nobody's enthusiastic about Hillary Clinton. And more people get out there. Now, present company excluded, I am more voting against Hillary than I am voting for Trump. But as many of you know, I have identified policies that Trump and I see eye to eye almost perfectly on. Immigration being one, taxes being another, the regulatory regimen in this country, another, and there are other things that he and I see eye to eye on as well. So, but at this point, and I put this out over the weekend too on Twitter and on Facebook, have you never Trumpsters considered just what having the Clintons back in the White House will mean? I mean, just think about this November 9th and you realize that the national nightmare is not over, that we have four more years of left-wing anti-American extremism ahead of us.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.